Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
The original zero-turn radius mower, the Hustler, American-made and priced right. Test drive one today at your local dealer. 48 months with no interest. Yes, 48 months with no interest on many models. Your Hustler dealer has models starting at only $27.99. And test drive the 60-inch Raptor SD starting at just $44.99. Hustler, with the best warranty in the industry. And don't forget, 48 months with no interest when you buy a new Hustler. See your local dealer today. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 14th through 16th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler lawnmower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
The cattle markets today were mostly steady in the feeders. We were up 15 cents at 156.35. May's down 35. August down 22. September down 15. We're starting to see some of the same action we saw in March before the March contract expired. And now with the April, where the April is the strongest one on the board, and then it's starting to that spread between March and April, or excuse me, April and May, and then April and August could widen out. It got pretty violent at the end of March on the March futures contract, so maybe we'll see what happens here in the April. Live cattle down 7 to 30 cents here. April live down 7 at 132.90. That was about 15 off the lows. June's down 20, 123.37. August down 30. D's down 25. So mostly, the most part, cattle were under pressure here to finish the day. Now, box beef, $217.93 on choice. That was down $1.18 at midday. Select was $206.05, down 88 cents. Both choice and select continue to slide here as the cash market seems to be cooling off. There was some 134 last week on the live cattle trade, and the feeder cattle index is currently 158.53. So it seems like the entire market as a whole has been cooling off, cash and futures.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets generally in the red today as well. May corn was the one bright spot, but only up a quarter cent at 54 and a quarter. July's at 357, Sep 361, and December corn at $3.68, down a penny. Beans were the weakest one, down 4 to 5 cents. May beans down 4 3/4 at 913.5. November beans down 4 9.28 1/4. Chicago and Kansas City wheat's both down 1 to 2 cents. Here, the July Kansas City wheat, 486.5, down 2. Exports this morning were really strong for corn, pretty weak for the beans. Wheat was in the middle. Wheat was 11.69 million bushels, expecting 10 to 14. Corn was high at 41.5 million bushels, expecting 29 to 37. Beans were 7.53. We were expecting 11 to 18. This afternoon, we'll have the first official NAS winter wheat crop ratings. A lot of anticipation on what that will show in regards to the wheat condition overall and the impact the freeze had over the last couple of weeks, if any impact at all. Also, China continues to talk about releasing grain stockpiles. That's feared that could pressure market prices. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.